Welcome back and Merry Christmas from the Godly Christmas. Young Men Podcast. We are so excited for this episode, episode 151. And thank you for joining us last week for episode 150. That was a great time.
That was a great time.
We really enjoyed it.
We got to do that more often.
We will definitely do that again. Shout out to everybody on our Godly Young Men Podcast Discord, which if you're not a member of that, the link is in the description of this video on YouTube or in the podcast app. Click on it. We'll get you added to the Discord. But shout out to everybody who submitted all those questions. Shout out to Jack for having to monitor all those questions, but we really enjoyed it. Yep. Thank you for joining us. We got another fun episode this week. We're just got a man, fun episodes back to back to back. With it being Christmas week, this dropping on December the 23rd, we figured, hey, might as well have another just good time type of episode.
There's a long one last week, so you may still be listening type of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And but
we're gonna be doing blind rankings at the end again, just because we love blind rankings. They're just a lot of fun. So yeah, we're gonna end with that. But we do have a topic that we're gonna be covering today, as always for this podcast. And so Joe, why don't you get us into that?
Yeah, so we did one on giving, which is kind of tithing. You know, we talked about that a few weeks back.
Episode 147.
I was going to say a month ago, I think. 147, at this point. Yeah. And this one's about giving, but it's about Christmas giving. And it's, we realize.
Giving, look, gifts, essentially.
This is coming out on the 23rd. If you're waiting until now, that's going to be on here. Like, don't wait till the last second. So maybe.
Not super helpful for this year.
Exactly. Stash this one away. You got Valentine's Day coming up, you know, maybe other things. And so this is going to be one of those that I think can apply to birthdays, anniversaries, Valentine's Day, any other days that you decide to give gifts. Yes, along with Christmas. But Christmas is a giving time of year. It's obviously the biggest, one of the biggest family days. Had Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a ton of fun. I love Christmas because I love gift giving.
Are you a Christmas over Thanksgiving guy now? You used to not be. I know we've talked about this.
I think I am. I love the holiday season. And I mean, gift giving is a love language of mine. Like, I love giving gifts. I like receiving gifts, but giving gifts, especially with kids, is the best.
Yeah,
it is the best. So yeah, I mean, I'm always excited for Christmas anytime of year. Look, you got to wait until after Thanksgiving. I'm not the type of guy that puts the Christmas tree up. That's blasphemous. Before Thanksgiving, but the day that Thanksgiving ends, Black Friday, whatever, it's like, put the tree up, turn the lights on, and get going.
Good to go. Yeah, so talking about giving gifts, as Joe said, this can apply for Valentine's Day, can apply to birthdays, anniversaries, just kind of, we do these etiquette episodes every now and then. Restaurant etiquette was one that we did.
That's right, travel etiquette.
My brother actually texted me recently and said, y'all should do a gym etiquette, like going to the gym.
Like that is a great
etiquette
call
for that, because there's definitely some things we need to know for that. But yeah, so that's kind of what this one's going to be, just some general tips and advice, suggestions based on our own thoughts for giving gifts. But Joe, you already referenced the love languages. Let's talk about those for just a second. I think Gary Chapman is his name. Mm-hmm. Gary something. I believe that's his name.
I think it's Chapman, yeah. Thomas is another guy, but I think
it's not Thomas. Yep. I know it's not Thomas. But anyway, wrote the book, The Five Love Languages, that's still pretty highly used and discussed in marriage circles, that is about kind of how do you enjoy receiving love, and how do you enjoy showing love or showing affection. And gift giving is one of them. Yep. Physical affection is one, physical touch, essentially. Performing acts of service, doing something nice for your significant other. Words of affirmation. Somebody's, telling you all the time that they love you, that you do a great job, or whatever it is. Spending quality time together, and then gift giving. And so, gift giving might not be very high on your list, as you kind of said, it is pretty high on your list. We'd still argue everybody needs to kind of know the do's and the don'ts of gift giving.
Right. And the reason why we talk about five love languages, it's an entire study. Some people try to debunk it. Some people say there's seven love languages, whatever it is. It's useful. We're not going to take it too seriously. The key to this, though, is gift giving, again, may not be yours. This is still something to try at. And, if you are somebody that loves giving gifts, this is a time of year to really show up. However, I think you have to study the person that you're giving gifts to and realize these things very much come into play. So, for instance, a gift may differ based off of the love language. My wife, she has quality time as a big love language. Therefore, a lot of my gifts are going to be a date night, are going to be, I've given trips in the past,
special experience
or something along those lines, because I know spending time with her is a big thing for her. So I could go out and I could get her like a diamond necklace or something. That's not really her thing. She doesn't really like jewelry all that much. She's not as big into gift giving. I like giving gifts, but the gift itself will change based off of the love language. If it's acts of service, maybe buying your wife or your not your girlfriend, but your wife, getting somebody to come clean the house and buying like house cleaning.
Yeah.
That can be an act of service there, or fixing, like maybe buying her a brand new dishwasher or something. So that might change the gift based off of the type of thing that she may be interested in. Physical affection, obviously lots of hugs and kisses, even the words of affirmation. Writing a love letter may be way more powerful than going out and buying her a Lexus with the bow on top in the commercials. You know, the love letter may be the exact. Nobody really does that. And if you do, then, you know, hey, my name's Joe Wilkin. I'll give
please
you my address.
Please donate to the God. Yeah, please donate. Podcast, yep. Yeah.
You know, if that is the case, words of affirmation, there are different gifts you might give according to the love language. So that's kind of the first thing to know why we wanted to get into it is not everybody's going to respond to just, yeah, I'm showering you with all these gifts. Like, if you're never home and you're giving gifts and all she craves is for you to be home. That's the best gift of all.
Yeah, I'm glad you kind of gave those examples. And I want to spend a little bit, I want to kind of dig in here on the love languages for just a second because we haven't really talked about it all that much. I would encourage you, specifically if you're married and then if you're, you know, engaged or, you know, thinking about marriage, I would encourage you to kind of share your love language with your spouse or, again, with maybe the person you're about to marry and talk about it. Be very open about it. Like, the worst thing in the world, not the worst thing, I shouldn't say that, but we've all had instances where, like, you get a gift that somebody is just super excited to give you, and it's just not your thing, kind of like what you were saying. Yep. Like, it's like, oh, man, thank you, you know, and you can tell they're so excited. It's just like, well, a lot of that can be solved by communicating the things that you like, and then vice versa. Maybe you've given a gift to somebody that you just cannot wait, and you can just kind of tell. It's like, man, they are not digging this just as much as you thought they would. And so, yeah, I would encourage you, again, specifically if you're married, talk about what your love language is.
It's a free test online if you don't know.
Yeah, and like, what's the bottom ranked? Like, what is kind of the last thing? I'm trying to think of what my wife's, what the bottom one was for her. I don't remember what the bottom one was for her. Quality time is way up there for her for sure. I want to say maybe words of affirmation were pretty low. But anyway, yeah, so like in the season of gift giving, Christmas time, even birthday, stuff like that, when you're, you know, because you can essentially do just about any of these things, maybe other than the physical affection, as a gift. Again, you can do an act of service. You can get their car detailed or whatever it is. You can write a letter. That was a really good example. Obviously, you can plan a whole day together, quality time, and then you can, you know, give a material gift, like a, you know, for gift giving. And so, yeah, I would encourage you to be very knowledgeable about your spouse's and then also communicate what yours is because, man, that'll make the gift-giving Christmas time a lot more special.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we broke it down. We wanted to get to that first. We broke it down into gifts for different people. I'm sure there's others here. I didn't put coworkers, friends. Maybe we'll add something. Just ad-lib that one for a second. But when you get to gift giving, usually you're going to be around the family, Christmas tree, whatever, and everybody's kind of got their gifts. However, everybody does a little bit differently. We do family gifts.
Let me ask real fast, though. Sorry, I should have asked before you started on your spiel. How far does the gift giving extend? In other words, like, what is the etiquette? Right. So, for instance, I work for Chick-fil-A. I got four leaders that work directly under me, three. There's four of us that work together. And I would, definitely got them something this year and would feel weird if I didn't. How far does that extend, though? I have 140 employees.
Yeah, exactly. I got my third cousin's wife, second.
Right.
You know,
I'm curious your thoughts on that. I'll give an example of this. So, my wife loves Christmas. She's like you. She loves giving gifts. Loves giving them. I don't know if she likes receiving. I mean, everybody likes getting gifts.
Sure.
She loves giving gifts and just thinking of people in that way. And so we were running into some friction a couple years ago. Because she was wanting to get every single one of our niece and nephews a gift for Christmas. And had a whole list. See the dollar amount adding up. Ching, 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 ching. Because like, she's not talking like a pack of gum. She's talking like a $25, $50 gift for each one. That was just her wanting to spoil everybody. So how far does that extend? You got extended family. Obviously, your wife has got a lot of brothers and sisters. Yep. A couple of them are married now. So, like, how far do y'all go with the gift giving? Because it can get out of hand quickly.
It gets out of hand. We used to, now that we make a little more money, we are kind of giving more individual gifts. We used to just do a family gift of like, hey, you know, you got six siblings and two parents, and here is a gift card to, like, as cheesy as it was, we bought them a movie and, like, a bunch of popcorn stuff and a gift card to, like, Domino's. They love Domino's. It was dumb. It was, like, $100 total in how we did it. We weren't making a ton of money at the time.
Sure, yeah.
On the other hand, man, like, you just can't give gifts to everybody, and so you are going to have to be choosy. When it comes to friends, I would say closest friends. And here's the thing. Once you start the precedent, it's really tough to stop. Right. So unless you plan on giving this friend for like the next 10 years, just don't start. And if they give
you
something,
go a year where you don't, it's like, man, what did I do?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And like, maybe it's a down year financially for you, and you can't just buy gifts for every last person. Like, think about that. Sure. And think about also the reciprocation of like, now they have to give you something. Because if they don't, not that you're going to be a stickler, but I hope you're not going to be a stickler about it, but it's kind of like, now they feel a little indebted type of thing. Yeah. And I hate when people give me gifts that I wasn't expecting. It's like,
you're like, oh, come on.
I appreciate the gift, but yeah, now I got to think about what I'm going to give you. That's funny. You weren't on my radar.
Sorry to take you to sidetrack.
No, it is a needed question, because you're going to have to determine who's on that list and who's not. And especially if you're sitting down with your wife, I would start small is all I'd say. I would not start with everybody. And you may be making good money. Maybe your wife is working, you're working, and you're doing well. You still need to be thinking about, okay, how do we dial this back over the time? Because it's easy to scale up. It's a lot harder to dial back, is all I would say.
Obviously, work closest in, as you said, closest friends, your parents, and the people that you have on here. And then, yeah, if you have more money and you want to spend more on people, great. Just as Joe said, be very careful, because then that precedent might be set.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But sorry, I cut you off.
No, it's a needed thing. So as we get into it, we get into grandparents. You may be going to your grandparents' house. That's obviously a big thing for a lot of people in the holiday season. What do you get your grandparents? It's a tough one. Maybe as a younger kid, if you're 15 watching this podcast, we always say 15 to 25. Probably don't have to get your grandparents anything, right? But hey, let's say you're a 25-year-old and you're making some money and you want to be able to support or, you know, give them something. I would lean towards sentimentality. And as we said at the top, these are our thoughts. This is not every family does it differently, but these are our thoughts on this as to what we think might be best. I would say usually less expensive. I'm curious to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah.
Usually less expensive for the grandparents, but something very sentimental. So like my grandmother, I know she loves Coke. She just loves Coca-Cola. So a lot of times we'll try to find her something that might fit with her Coca-Cola collection. Yeah, a little $10, $15 knick-knack type of thing that she doesn't have. She seems to have everything, but doesn't have. Yeah. And we might lean into something like that. It's sentimental. It has a little, you know, it has that value to her, because grandparents aren't looking for you to spoil them.
They usually don't need anything monetary.
Correct. Yeah. $250 gift, probably not. They're just looking, did you think about them and was it sentimental?
One of the things my wife, thankfully, buys most of the gifts for like the people like that, like our grandparents. She likes to handle all that. One of the things she does is she'll get them a calendar that's like a picture calendar of my kids, yeah, our kids. Yeah. And for my grandmother, she'll do it with like my siblings and stuff. Very sweet, but, you know, different pictures for each month of the year. If it's my birthday month, I'll have my pictures. If it's, you know, Reese's birthday month, I'll have stuff like that.
Yeah.
They love stuff like that. As you said, you know, that probably costs $20 or something on Shutterfly. And very inexpensive. I like the sentimental. I would also, and this applies to the next one as well, because, you know, to hone in on the fact that a lot of grandparents, a lot of parents financially are fine. It's not like my dad has always been the type. So I'm going to go ahead and start the parents section. But it applies to the grandparents as well. My dad has always been the type that if he wants it, he'll buy it. Like, you know, it's so hard to buy for my dad, because we get to the end of the year and it's like, what does he want / need? Well, he has everything already. Yeah. And so I'm curious your thoughts on the experiences. And you can't really pay for necessarily a full vacation every year, but like buying them a trip to somewhere, or hey, we want to go on a trip with you next year. You know, we'll pay for your lodging. Or my grandfather, we all pitched in and just wanted to take him out to a really nice steak dinner. Like stuff like that. Again, talking about kind of the grandparents, because I think grandparents want time with their grandkids and their kids the most. And so, yeah, they're going to like that more than, you know, a new iPhone case or something like that. It's kind of my take on that. So, yeah, the experience gifts, the, hey, let's spend time together gifts. I don't know. From my experience, grandparents and parents really enjoy those.
I agree. Because it's thoughtful, but it's also...
And it's saying, hey, I want to spend time with you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Quality time gets a lot bigger, especially as you have kids and you get busy and you have work. Like, they went from vacationing with you as a young kid and having you up through 18 or however long you stayed...
And hardly seeing you.
To barely seeing you. You're busy. You're working 40 hours. You got wife, kids, whatever it is. And so that time is everything. And telling them so much, you know, again, going to the love languages, so much of that's going to be something along those lines. Even words of affirmation... With a very sentimental gift of, like, you know, getting a customized, who knows what, you know, customized nameplate or a customized coffee mug or customized something with a very nice message, heartfelt, very thoughtful. And that's the sentimentality, but I like your idea of the experiences. Those can get a little expensive. One thing to think about with parents, your siblings may not, I'm not saying this needs to dictate everything, but your siblings may not have the money you do. And so sometimes it's nice to set amongst the siblings, like, generally how much. So we talk about this with my siblings.
Is that so, like, the kid who gives the most expensive gift is not the most highly favored kid of the year?
I mean, there is that, where it's like, yeah, I got him, like, you know, a vacation in Maui, and somebody's
you
like,
get him?
I got him a coffee mug. A personalized thing on Etsy, great, $20. But having I don't know if your siblings do this, but having, like, a general understanding, like, for my parents, it's probably going to be the 50 to 100 range. Doesn't seem like a ton, but 50 per, 100 per, whatever it is. you know, that's a, that way, yeah, whether I more make money, don't make money.
You know, you, I know you said like more expensive than a travel mug.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. More expensive than that, but it's, and it's definitely going to be more than I'm going to get like a friend or I'm going to get a coworker or whatever it may be. But it's also like, I don't think it has to break the bank. As you said, it's something, it's, this is more for really showing that you're thoughtful. You thought yes. about them. It's that's what you're trying to get across in this one.
Yeah.
So when it comes to, we're going to get to it in just a bit, but like when it comes to like a spouse, yeah, you're going to be dropping some serious money. You're going to be thinking about what's going to, you know, what do they need? What do they, you spend
not,
all the time.
It better not be the travel mug.
Yeah, don't, well, it better be that and 50 other kids. No,
right, yeah, exactly.
You know, but yeah, I mean, that's not going to be the main thing. Whereas for them, you really just want to show, I was thinking about you. I didn't forget you. And yeah, it's not cheesy. It's not a, you know, not the $10 gift type of thing. Everybody's on different budgets. So I realize that as well. We kind of give the caveat of, look, you may be shoestring budget.
Barely
you may be
by,
barely surviving,
yeah.
barely scraping by. This doesn't necessarily apply. You can still be incredibly thoughtful. There are plenty of free gifts, plenty of free things that can be thoughtful.
It's a cliche, but it's the thought that counts. Still does ring very true.
Oh, very like, much.
That's what,
very
what
much.
Makes people feel special, not, oh, well, what's the price tag on that? Like, no, it's the thought. Joe, breeze through siblings real fast because obviously we'll spend more time yep. with the girlfriend, spouse. We got tips and we got blind rankings to get to still.
Correct,
so,
correct.
Breeze through the siblings one
very quickly.
Fast. Yeah.
Make it fun, and I would say make it similar interests. Something that I like, especially as you get a little bit older, I like having some things that you guys did together, you know, that we did together that it's like, oh man, remember that one time? Or, you know, if you play video games together, get them something like that. Make it a fun thing that is a shared experience. A board game is a great thing that you guys can play together. Something along those lines. That's also not going to be one usually that's going to break the bank. Get us into girlfriend slash spouse.
Yeah, so yeah, if you're married, it can be a lot of pressure. Like, what am I going to get my wife?
Yeah.
And obviously girlfriend, I'm sure it's the same. Fun fact that maybe we'll tell another time on the podcast. I don't think we were married. I think we were engaged. I think this was Rachel and I's engaged Christmas. I got her a gift that she hated. Absolutely hated it. And it was very, very rough. I have not missed since, though. So
nice.
That was a swing and a miss. I'll tell that story another time. Maybe next time we have her them on the podcast.
Yeah, there you
I
go. There you go. We got to have them on again.
But, yeah, I would say a couple things on this. So for the grandparents, we said sentimental. For the parents, we said thoughtful. For the siblings, we said fun. You kind of need all of those things.
Yes,
you know,
combination.
You kind of need a combination. And odds are you're probably not getting your wife or your girlfriend just one thing. Maybe it's going to be a couple things, maybe one big item. But typically it's going to be a handful of things. As Joe already said, this is probably where you need to plan on spending the most money. Again, it's not always about the price tag. However, you know, this is the person, odds are, that you cherish the most. This is the person that you, you know, love the most. And so, yeah, the dollar amount should probably correlate to some extent. Not always. Again, the budget qualifiers we're going to give. But yes, I spend the most on my wife more than anybody else every single year. Introductory thoughts on the wife.
I mean,
girlfriend.
This is kind of as we used to say, like a no duh statement.
Yeah.
You know, to some degree, I put it down here, but it's like this. I'm hoping everybody knows this. Yes, you're going to reserve the nicest thing for her because this is the person that matters the most to you. So if you're, you know, well, I got my coworker $50 thing and I got my wife $50 thing, like that's a no go. I don't think anybody's that stupid, or at least I hope not. So of course that's the case, but the combination of like, make it fun-loving and make it something that is, yes, very thoughtful. Because the biggest thing is it's easy to go out and get a gift that may be expensive, it costs a ton, but it took you like zero effort, you didn't think about it at all, and you haven't been studying her, so you don't really know. And it's like, I got you this nice necklace, and you realize, like, my wife does not wear, like, gold doesn't really work for her because it clashes with her gold hair, so she can't really wear gold. Maybe some rose gold. Silver is what she usually wears. You got to know these things. And so when you think about that, like, I went out and got her a gold necklace that cost me $2,000 or whatever. No,
she's more mad at you for spending $2,000
exactly.
on a necklace.
Exactly. It's like, you spent too much money, and I'm not even going to wear this because it clashes type of thing. You got to know these things. So it's not always the expensive nature. Some of the best gifts that I've been able to give, and some of the best gifts she's been able to give me, really weren't the expensive ones. They were more on the thoughtful, the sentimental end, the things like that. I'm curious though.
Yeah.
So obviously my wife and I, you guys are six years in, you're going to be coming up in March
seven this year. Yeah.
Coming up, which is crazy. That's a long time. And, Alyssa and I are coming up. We just celebrated 9 back in October.
It's about to be 10.
So it'll be 10 this next year. Those are gonna be bigger gifts. Obviously 10 is going to be a very big gift. 5 I think was definitely worthy of a gift. What are your thoughts on bigger, smaller gifts for especially those that are listening to have girlfriends? This is a point of, not debate, a point of discussion with me and my wife that it's an interesting discussion.
I'm interested.
Let's say you have a girlfriend for 3 months. Mm-hmm. What is the, and it comes Christmas time, you know, 2 days, and you've been together 3, 4, 5 months. what is the decor here? Like, what sort of gift are you looking for? Is it the iPad? So, for instance, and I'm going to tell on him here because I think he listens, but my brother-in-law, we made fun of him for this because he was with his girlfriend for like three. It was literally like maybe it was longer, but it felt like 3 months, and he got her a laptop. And we're like,
did they get married?
Making us look bad, man. I don't even get my wife a laptop.
Did they get married?
No, they're not married.
Oh, like, they're not married.
Married. And they're together still. I think they're a year and
the laptop's keeping them together, huh?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Well, she's probably like, man, this kid must be loaded. Like, she's going to stick around. Maybe that's why he did it. I don't know. So it's a fun story, but shout out Braden. He's a good guy. But that's my question is like,
yeah,
this is what sparked a conversation with me and my wife, and this is a little while back, and then we've had other ones. What are your thoughts?
Do y'all disagree? Just curiously.
Both of us thought that's a lot, but I think we probably have different, because we weren't together that much and I bought her a lot. It was very used, but we were together for about a year when I did that. And so, yeah.
So 3 months, I'm not buying my girlfriend a laptop.
Yeah.
I'm just not. However, kind of the rule and, the rule of I'm going to spend the most on her for me probably still would apply, even if it's only been 3 months.
Okay.
And that's just because, I don't know, I don't want to be the guy that just gives kind of a lame gift, I suppose. And so maybe that's just the guy in me that's like, I got to make sure that I, show up well for my girlfriend or my fiance or whatever it is. You know, I do think probably the lower amount of time it's been should probably be a smaller scale. Purely my opinion. Like, again, I'm not probably buying a 3 month girlfriend an iPad, but I'm also probably not buying, my parents an iPad or something. So,
yeah, sure.
I would say, if we're talking price range, 3 months, anywhere from $100 to, $200, I think is reasonable. If you're getting much past that, it's like, oh, wow, you either really like this girl or you're afraid she's going to break up with you or something.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know if that answers the question.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking is you got to be thinking about the signals you're sending, which is 3 months in, like there are certain ones that are like, let's get married type of signal. You know what I mean? Because you're spending a lot of money. But you also, if it's like, hey, I got you a mug, right?
Exactly. That's lame.
Little Yeti travel mug type of thing. Like, okay. Again, different budgets.
Yes. No, it's true, though.
But yes, like you do have to think about what message you're sending. So that to me is one of the harder times to buy a gift. I can get my wife a plenty of gifts. Some are hit, some are miss, right? You had a miss. Like, I'm sure we've all had hit or misses here or there, but it doesn't like break things. This is a tough time when you are with a girlfriend.
Fairly new relationship.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to be Mr. Cheapskate. You don't want to also project we're ready to get married. Like,
the thoughtfulness is even more key here.
I think so.
Key here. And that's what I was going to say about especially the spouse thing. The thoughtfulness matters so much because at the end of the day, you share money. So, right. You know what I mean? So, like, my wife can spend a lot of money on me. It's like, awesome, that came out of my bank account.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And so the thought matters so much more when you're married, or maybe it's a fiance and you're going to be getting married and sharing money, versus my boss or something, or a coworker who, like, if they spend $150 on you, it's like, love it, that's great, done, but with you, it's coming out of your bank account most likely.
Right.
And so the thought is even more important. I forgot to say that.
I'm definitely taking that gift back because that will put money in my account.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think your thoughtfulness is exactly right. So that would say, we're gonna get to this in tips. Study your girlfriend, study your spouse. If your girlfriend mentions something offhand, let's say you're 3 months in, and like the first week of the relationship, she's like, man, I love this particular book series or whatever it is, and you can go find a scarf with from that particular book. Like, very thoughtful. Man,
you're
observant.
Paying it.
Very observant. Now you are showing, I do care. It was very nice, but I didn't break the bank on it either. So I think thoughtfulness I'd lead into. There are different gifts for different days as well. I go pretty big on Christmas. Set a budget is what I would say, especially if you're married. Talk to your spouse about certain budgets. I kind of blow the budget just because I really like giving gifts, and my wife gets really mad at me because it's like, that's not fair. And it's like, yeah, but that's my thing, and I really don't care about getting gifts all that much these days. Like, I care about giving, so that's probably bad on my part. But think about and discuss a budget, specifically when it comes to grandparents, parents, friends, siblings, and with one another, because Christmas gets a bigger budget than a birthday, and it certainly gets a bigger budget than Valentine's. Valentine's and anniversaries, I think, need to be a joint gift. That's where I'm leaning more toward, in my opinion, that's where I'm leaning more toward experiences. Yes, flowers, chocolates, the standards
the
type
basic.
Of thing, the basics. There's a chocolate place that my wife loves up in Seattle, so I'll order those for Valentine's and for anniversary occasionally.
Valentine's Day, my wife and I are going out to dinner.
But nice exactly. I think it's more of a dinner experience type thing, going on a date night for those. But any thoughts on different gifts for different days?
Yeah, my wife and I have kind of scaled down the birthday gifts, but the reason for that is because we do something that we really, really enjoy, and that is, like, on her birthday, she has no idea. I plan the entire day. I plan breakfast. I plan lunch, dinner. What activities are we doing? Stuff like that. And so it usually involves eating out, going for coffee and stuff. Yeah. So it's usually, you know, $150, $200 a day. And then she does the same for me on my birthday. I always have no idea what I'm doing on my birthday. And we really, really enjoy that. And we don't necessarily, you know, we might give each other something small, but so that's kind of what we do for birthdays. Cool. As you said, Christmas is big and anniversary is fairly big as well. But yeah, Valentine's Day is almost always just we're going to go out to a nice place and enjoy a date night together. And that's about it. I can't even remember the last time we got each other like a you know, clothes or something for Valentine's Day. Like that's just not, which you're more than welcome to. Go for it. Especially if you got the money for it, go right ahead. But I do, man, if you get the same level of gift for every single holiday, I do wonder, like, I don't know. I feel like it would take the magic from Christmas away if, for instance, for you, you do a big gift. If you did a big gift for every single holiday. Yeah. Oh, cool. Another, you know, four times a year type of thing.
I very much agree. There's just different. Yeah, I agree. And like I said, Christmas is, or I mean a, you know, birthday is a smaller budget. That's why I like Christmas so much is, yes, the budget's bigger. The fun is bigger that you have a month-long celebration. Like,
I think this was like our second year of marriage. My wife and I said, all right, let's set a budget for each other. We'll spend $150 or whatever it was on each other. And I think we both blew like over $500 on each other. Like, so yes, set the budget, but you know, be liberal with it because you'll probably go over it.
I have a bad habit, and this is my problem, is I don't really use our credit card very much at all. And for Christmas, because I don't want my wife seeing and she's on the account,
on the credit card,
I throw it on the credit card, and I racked up like, and I didn't realize, like $1,000 one year on the credit card.
Just on her?
Just mainly on her. There's a couple gifts thrown in there. And it was like, I got done, it was like, what did I do?
That's like, so funny.
That's bad, you know, but a couple of them were kind of big and it was really dumb and it took some time to pay off. And it's like, won't be doing that one again.
That's hilarious.
So that's be hilarious. Mindful. It was just really stupid
on my
part.
Let's get to the tips fast, Joe.
As we get to the tips, and we didn't talk about kids, let your wife decide on the kids as well. If you have kids, have a blast, spoil them. Christmas is a great time.
Yeah.
As we get into the tips, don't wait until the last second. This is the 23rd. If you have not bought gifts.
I used to be really bad at this.
Yeah. It's a tough one because, man, what am I going to do? Especially like your dad. My dad's the same way. What do you buy him? I don't really know.
Well, also like, oh, I got time. Oh, wow. It's the 21st already. I don't have time. You know,
and so you run out and that gets the next one, which is gift cards are a last resort or an add-on.
Can I give a take on this real fast? Go for it. This is a recently developed take that I have. And that is, I don't think you should give gift cards as a gift. There's one exception to this. If you are trying to gift someone, a married couple, like a date night or something, that's a very nice gift. Great example of this. My boss recently, we were having a conversation. We were all going around our tables. It was a meeting talking about like where we enjoy eating or something. And I just mentioned the Cheesecake Factory. Well, my boss is amazing. He and his wife got me and Rachel a gift card to the Cheesecake Factory. That's the thoughtful thing. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your, like, for instance, for me is my coworkers. I refuse to get them a gift card because to me what it says is, man, I don't really know enough about you to know what to get you. So here's an Amazon gift card. And I'm not trying to like belittle people, but to me it's a little on the lazy side. It's a little bit, again, like I don't know you super well, or I don't know you well enough to get you a gift. I don't want to put the thought time in. So here you go. Here's again, an Amazon gift card. So again, my take, my opinion, I'm kind of out on gift cards personally. Like again, there are exceptions again. Like if I wanted to get you and Alyssa a really nice date night to Kane Prime, like obviously there's only one way I can do that, and that's get him a gift card or something. But other than that, like, yeah, I will not be getting my parents' gift card, most likely my siblings. So I don't know. That's my take. And kind of sounds like you're very similar to this.
I'm similar, though I will say I've gotten lazy, like with my parents sometimes. But it's always with an experience in mind. So sure. I will get the gift card.
It's you're not specific. Just, you know, mindlessly giving them.
Correct. As you said, like I know the restaurants they like, and sometimes I'll include something with it, like another gift card to a specific place after, or, you know, Topgolf or something. Not that that's that. But, you know, you try to like build on it. So there's that with my siblings. Sometimes it can be a little difficult, but that goes along with if you're waiting until the last second, chances are the gift card's going to look real nice to be like, okay, let's
do it. Yeah.
It's easy. You're going to get away with that with most people. Probably not with your spouse, if that's the case. And again, I'm fine with it being an add-on, a stocking stuff or something like that. But man, if that's your main thing.
Well, I think the reason I'm out on it so much is because it's the thought that counts. And like, I didn't think enough about you to get you anything beyond Amazon.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and I'm not trying to be harsh. If somebody got me an Amazon gift card this year, I will take it. I appreciate it. It's very kind of you. But you know what I mean? Like, it's the thought that counts. And
I was walking up to the checkout at Walmart and picked up a Reese's and also picked this gift card for you. Like, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, maybe not. So
yeah,
you'll have to, you know, leave us
Let us know your thoughts.
Let us know what your thoughts are on that. I have on here for another tip, third tip, kill it on the stocking stuffers. I am a big believer in stockings
and
stocking stuffers. And my wife every year is like, mine are lame compared to yours. Like, man, this is just my thing. Like, I love
What are some of the things you usually go for?
So I'll get her like a set of earrings and lip balm and things like that. I usually get her a real good gift card to a certain place. I'll get her a pair of like cozy socks. I'll get her usually a couple of gift cards, like so a Sephora gift card or something like that. And then another one. And then I got her 1 year, what was it, tickets to something. And then it was, you know, things like that. Yeah. And so even some of the bigger gifts sometimes
obviously
are
candy
in
and
the
stuff.
Stocking.
Sure,
oh, yeah, definitely candy. Some of her favorite candy. She likes Toblerone. She likes the chocolate oranges. And so, you know, you got to understand like what the candies are. So I load it. Mm-hmm. Usually she's probably got like 12 different things in there. And some of them are like $3 things, a little lip balm thing.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to cost a ton. A $10 Starbucks gift card, usually it's not 10 bucks, but like something along those lines doesn't have to be a ton. I'm a big fan of stocking stuffers because that's where the thoughtfulness really comes
in. They're fun too. It's fun to pull out your stocking and see what you got. Quick story on this. My wife and I are the same. We love the stocking stuffer things. The last several years I've gone to Walmart like the day before. I've gotten some of the other big stuff, but then to get the candy and gum and stuff, I'll go to Walmart, just kind of the thing that I do. I took Jackson and Brooklyn last year. It was so fun. But anyway, story that so previously, not last year and not moving forward, but when my wife and I first got married, one of their traditions for Christmas, and I know we're going long here. Sorry.
You
know, feel free to.
Merry Christmas. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. We're having fun with this Christmas episode. We would spend the night at her parents' house. It was kind of their thing. Christmas Eve, we'd play games, eat dinner, and then open gifts the next morning. Kids came along, so we didn't do that anymore. But there was a year, and so we were always putting each other's gifts out. And there was a year that Rachel's sister, her husband, forgot to get her stocking stuffers. And for his family, that like wasn't a huge deal. Well, for Rachel's family and my family, that's kind of a big deal.
Right.
And so there was some tension at Christmas Eve night and the next morning. It was a little awkward. They don't watch this. I don't, you know, it's whatever. It's funny now. Oops. But yeah, it was one of those like, he's like, oh yeah, I forgot to get you stocking stuffers. Like, and you could just tell. It's like, what? Are you kidding me? Yeah. So yeah, don't forget the stocking stuffers. It is important.
First couple of years of marriage, my wife got me like 3 things of candy. And there's like one other thing.
And
I was
like,
thanks. All right. And she's just pulling out
where's
one
the rest?
One after the other. And she's like, wow, you got me a lot. Like, well, yeah, that's my family thing. Same as yours.
Yeah, exactly.
Stockings are a good time.
Yeah,
so
that's good.
Get on the stocking stuffers. Kiss number 4.
The next one, make a list of things people say they want throughout the year. That's really, I mean, if you don't have a good memory, especially, and somebody makes note of something, you know, sports team they really like or something they really need. That's the other thing is there's gifts that you really need can be very nice gifts. Not always. Like if I say I need khaki pants and I get open khaki pants on Christmas morning, it's not great. But, you know, some kind of accessory, electronic accessory or something like that can be a really nice gift, a very thoughtful gift. The next one, it kind of ties to that, and we've already talked about this, but be very observant. Pay attention. You know, especially if you're going to do some stocking stuff or gift cards. What does she like? Does she like Sephora? Does she like a certain bookstore or something? Does she like, you know, whatever it is? And again, that doesn't just apply to your wife or girlfriend. Be observant with your coworkers. Be observant with your siblings, with your parents. You know, again, what have they said that they need? What have they said that this is really on their list? Again, you run into trouble here. If it's like my dad, he just has probably bought it already. But still, be very observant.
And this goes along with it, and I don't have it on here, but think ahead. If you need to know like a ring size, if you're getting married, you'll definitely need to know that. But like if you're going to get something, you need a ring size or you need shoe size or like, you know, what size clothes, like be thinking ahead on these things. And so you're not asking on the 20th of December, like, so what's your shoe size again? You know, like it's just... Don't do that. Be thinking.
I'm
back
having to enter it into the order right now. What's your shoe size?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So be thinking ahead on that. I'm a big believer in being observant. And this is just studying your spouse. Like, just in general, it's not just about the gift giving, but you got
to
know.
Just pay attention to people.
Just pay attention to her. You know, pay attention to your coworkers. Pay attention to things that they say. Be very observant. If you're spacey, you're going to have a tough time giving gifts because it's in one ear and out the other. And it's like, oh, yeah, sure, sure. As you keep typing, like, just pay attention to people and study people and understand what it is that things like knowing gold versus silver, you got to know some of those things as you go to, you know, to get into it.
Absolutely.
So last thing, give smaller gifts throughout the year. That makes, to me, it makes the holidays worth it where it's like, I don't have to put so much pressure on myself. I give my wife's, not my plural wives. No, I give my wife gifts, throughout the year as much as I can. Small things, you know, bring her home some flowers, bring her home, a coffee from the local coffee shop or whatever. And to me, that's the heart of gift giving is like, I've been thinking about you throughout the year, and yes, Christmas, we may go bigger, but if everything is relying on, I've got to knock Christmas out of the park because it's the one time a year she's going to get something, man, you do yourself a favor and just give her smaller gifts throughout the year where she just gets used to the thought that, man, you're very thoughtful and kind.
That's great. Hopefully this has been somewhat helpful. I know we've gone long.
Yep.
It's a passion point of Joe's. I love giving gifts too. It's a lot of fun. And so, hopefully you have enjoyed the gift giving discussion. Let's do some blind rankings to wrap up our Christmas episode. Again, we are just thrilled that you're spending Christmas week watching the or listening to the Godly Man podcast. We love the blind rankings. They're a lot of fun. Do you want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
I'm going to do you first. And I'm
blind ranking Christmas songs.
Christmas. I got 15 of them. It's so difficult.
Man.
So don't at me, as they say. Like, don't get mad at me if you're like, he missed this song. There's a bazillion and one Christmas song. Well, actually, I always say there's like six Christmas songs. But truly, when I was going through it, there's like 30 or 40 well-known Christmas songs. So if you're like, you didn't put that one on there. Yeah. Okay.
I'm making my list. All right. Yeah. 15. Here we go.
And I'm going to have to, I can't really pull this forward. So yeah, keep it for me.
Yeah, I've got it.
All I Want for Christmas is You.
The famous Mariah Carey one, right?
Out of 15, where you rank this one?
Yeah, see, it's one of those, like, the Mariah Carey one is super annoying, but like Michael Bublé has a version of it that's fine. Like, it's not that big a deal. It's okay. I'll go 10.
10.
I'll go 10. So out of 15, right?
Out of 15, okay. Jingle Bell Rock.
That's one of those, like, it's a jolly song. It's happy, but let's go. It's not my favorite. I'll go 11.
Okay.
Going some low ones to start.
White Christmas.
Oh, that one's slow as all get out. I know that's probably a high on your list. I'm going to go 12.
I love the Rat Pack. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
That one, it's not like I love that one, but man, if there's a song that reminds me of Christmas time, like I just mentally picture Christmas time, it's that one. I will go 9 for that one.
Okay.
So I've used 9 through 12.
Wow. It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
Ooh, I like that one a lot. That one's a very, very happy Christmas song. I'm going to go 4 on that one.
Ooh, okay. I'm trying to get these where we're not going to stack up all the bad ones. Mistletoe from Justin Bieber.
Of course you have that one on. I really like this one. I'm going to go...
You're a big fan of the Biebs.
Man, the Golly Amen podcast Discord, people are going to roast me. see, I don't even know, like, what would go... I'll go 3 for Mistletoe. Okay. I like that one a lot.
Okay. Oh, Tannenbaum.
I don't think I know what that is.
Do you not?
No. What is that one?
Oh, Tannenbaum, oh, Tannenbaum.
Oh, Christmas Tree, Oh, Christmas Tree.
Well, it's Oh, Christmas Tree, but, yeah, Oh, Tannenbaum is a... Yeah, I think that's
you want me to
is.
See the Oh, Christmas Tree
Oh, Christmas
version?
Tree, yeah. The Nat King Cole. Well, if you don't know that one, let me pick a different one while we're at it.
Okay.
The Christmas Song from Nat King Cole.
Oh, man. Also slow, but I do like that one better. You know, Chestnuts Roasting on Open Fire. I'm going to go... I'll go 8 on that one. So I have used, while you're still looking, I've used 3 and 4. I've used 8 through 12. So I have 1 and 2, 5 through 7, and 13 through 15 left.
Okay. Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow.
Let It Snow is a good one. I'm going to go... Oh, man, that's a good one. I'm going to go 6. So I saw my highest ranking left are 1, 2, and 5.
Okay. Last Christmas from Wham. I hate that song.
I don't like that version. Again, they'll roast me. Ariana Grande has a very good version of that.
Oh,
one.
Man.
I'm going to go... I'll go 13.
Okay.
I'll go 13.
Feliz Navidad.
There's one that I think you're going to give that I'm going to have to reserve for spot number 15. It's not that one. I'll go 7. I'm running out of middle sections here. I still have 1, 2, and 5 are my highest, and then 14 and 15.
1, 2, 5, 14, 15. Okay.
So 5 left.
I've been going around. Hold on a second. Blue Christmas from Elvis.
Ooh. I don't love that one. 14. 14 for that one.
Okay. Mistletoe and Holly.
I can't go last on that one. We'll go 5. So I've literally got my top 2 and my last one. So I don't know how this ranking is going to end up. What do we got?
I could make it really bad because I have one. I'm finding a different one because I'm not going to do Santa Baby.
That's the one I thought you were going to give.
I had
that. That's
on
the
my
one
list,
I thought that would have been not... that would have been 15 in a heartbeat. I cannot.
Yeah,
stand
I know you
Santa
do. Okay, here's another bad one.
Good.
How about Happy Xmas War Is Over from John Lennon?
I don't think I've heard that one.
Okay, Wonderful Christmas Time.
Oh, Paul McCartney. It's somewhat, it's decent. You have 3 more, right? You did not do Santa Baby, like you're not counting that one?
I won't count that one.
I'll go 2, I suppose. It's definitely not my second favorite, but I'm running out of spots.
Okay, read what you have so far, because I went out of order, and now I'm wondering.
That's okay. So I have Number two, Wonderful Christmas Time. Number three, Mistletoe. Number four, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. Number five, Mistletoe and Holly. Number six, Let It Snow. Feliz Navidad, The Christmas Tree Song, or The Christmas Song, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, All I Want for Christmas Is You, Jingle Bell Rock, White Christmas, Last Christmas, Blue Christmas. Okay. So two left.
Okay. Yeah, I jumbled it around because I'm trying to find a legitimate number one. I'm really curious what, we're going to have to talk about what you listen to after this.
I need to pull up my playlist.
I'll Be Home for Christmas, classic.
That's a really good one. Not my favorite, but I got to use my one at some point, so I'll go number one for that one. Okay. That's a good one.
And Oh Holy Night.
Ah, should have left. I like Oh Holy Night. Okay. No controversy, please. I like that one a lot. We'll go 15, I guess. All right.
That's number 15.
I guess that's number 15 for me.
Okay, so read it one more time.
I'll be home for Christmas 1, Wonderful Christmas Time 2, Mistletoe 3. Man, I did not do very well on this list. Number 4, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. Mistletoe and Holly 5, Let It Snow 6, Feliz Navidad 7, The Christmas Tree 8, Rocking on the Christmas Tree 9, All I Want for Christmas Is You 10, Jingle Bell Rock 11, White Christmas 12, Last Christmas 13, 14 Blue Christmas, 15 Oh Holy Night.
Okay. I jumbled it, and I had some other ones on the list, but I wasn't sure what you listened to, and I was trying to find some real good ones. Thought about adding the Nutcracker. I should have done Santa Baby. I thought about doing the Hippopotamus one. I want a Hippopotamus for Christmas.
That would have been towards the bottom as
or,
well.
Or Dominic the Donkey. That's oh, so my annoying. Goodness.
All right, anyway. Joe gets to do movies. Christmas movies. Here we go. You ready?
Yep.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Oh, man. And there's 10?
10. There are 10.
7.
Go right down the middle. Home Alone.
As a Christmas movie, it's just not really Christmassy, just a classic. But it is a classic. I'm going to go 4.
4. I like Home Alone a lot. Jingle All the Way.
Oh, man. That's got to be a number one. I hate to get that out of the way.
I figured that was going pretty early. Have not seen that one, but
it's so stupid, but I love it so much.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. I have not seen this one.
It's got some really funny parts. It's got some really bad parts that we watched it cleaned up, but watched on TV one time, and it was like, that's in there.
I have not seen it. So I feel maybe I shouldn't put it on.
Yeah,
there,
I'll put that on number 10.
Going last on that one. Okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
The Polar Express.
I actually like this one. But if I'm thinking, I'm going to do number 5.
Number 5. Yeah. Okay, so you've used 1, 4, 5, 7, and 10.
Okay.
It's a Wonderful Life.
I'm going to go number 3 because I know what else is on there that I'm going to put number 2, I'm pretty sure.
I thought that might have been your number 2 or 1. It's a Wonderful Life. I know you like that one a lot.
I do like that one.
Man, I like that a lot too, but man, that hour of just dead slow time.
It's slow. Kills the movie. That's why, number 3.
Elf.
I can't stand Elf. That should have been 10. 9.
9 for Elf. I figured. Let's see. So you have 2 available. You have 6 available as your next one. And 8. 2, 6, and 8. I Want a Dog for Christmas, Charlie Brown.
I hate putting that one. I'm going to have to put that 8. Because I think I know the other ones.
That's a great one.
It is such a good one. But
The Muppets Christmas Carol.
That's so good.
And you only have 2 and 6. 2 and 6, yeah.
If you put the right one, man, you may hurt my feelings if you do a real bad one for the next one. I'll put a number 6 because if you do the Santa Claus, I want that to be number 2.
The Santa Claus is the last
one. There you go. I love that one. So that's number 2.
So your rankings, I think you're probably pretty happy with this. Jingle All the Way 1, The Santa Claus 2, It's a Wonderful Life 3, Home Alone 4, Polar Express 5, The Muppets Christmas Carol 6, How the Grinch Stole Christmas 7, I Want a Dog for Christmas Charlie Brown 8, Elf is 9, and then Christmas Vacation is 10.
That's a pretty good list.
I feel like for this one, it was a little easier because there's actually not a ton of just Christmas movies that are like well known.
Yeah, Die Hard.
No. Yeah, that one did come up.
I would switch, and I was going to ask you what you'd switch. I would switch Muppets Christmas Carol and Home Alone. I really like Muppets Christmas Carol.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's only you're only switching. Yeah, it was
4 to 6. Yeah, it's not too much. Yeah. Otherwise, I'm pretty happy with that. How about you?
I don't know. I'd have Oh Holy Night way higher. I'd probably swap that in Feliz Navidad maybe. So go from 15 to 7.
Yeah.
So this was fun.
You had Feliz Navidad at 7?
Yeah, because I remember I went 8 through 12 right away.
Yeah.
But this was fun.
This was fun. Yes, this was good. I know everybody went long
with us. Yeah, we went a little long, but hopefully the episode was helpful. We will be back next week, which is the episode right before New Year's. So, wrapping up the year pretty quick. But thank you for joining us. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas.
If you haven't, if you're a last second shopper, get some good gifts. Don't go gift cards, you know.
Big stocking stuffers. Yep.
Yeah, kill the stocking stuffers, all that good stuff. But we'll be back next week for episode 152, right, of the Godly Men podcast. Thank you so much for watching and listening.